You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Tuesday. Welcome to the house.
Welcome to my house.
Me and Flo.
You know that you wanna stay.
Hanging out. We got no show today, I have to tell you. I got nothing.
Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne.
So those are always the best shows, trust me. We were supposed to do battlefield study today, the march up. Not going to happen. So yesterday, I get off the air, and I've had something overdue to the DMV. So you can make an appointment in about a month and a half or 2 months. Or you can go down and stand in line. So I figure as soon as I get off the air yesterday, I'll go down and stand in line.
Welcome to my house.
So I do. Get off the air at 10. I think I'm in line by 10:39 or shortly thereafter. I got home, and I live 5 minutes from the DMV. I got home at 5 o'clock. Stood in line for 6 hours. I don't know I've ever stood in line before yesterday for 6 hours of my life for anything. For anything. I was trying to think last night. Well, I didn't. No, I wasn't trying to think last night. Because then, from there, I came home. And I grabbed something to eat. And I changed. And then I went to a school board meeting last night for the next 3 hours. Rough. No, it was good. It was good. I don't mind going to meetings like that, honestly, because having been elected and served on a city council, I find it interesting how organizations work, the issues they deal with, how they deal with money. I find all that interesting, and so I haven't done it in a few years, and so it was interesting to sit through. Whether they were talking about curriculum development, whether they were talking about security, which they did a fair amount, or funding issues. All right, so it was interesting. My day was my 6 hours at the DMV. And I kid you not, in line, the transaction took maybe 10 minutes at the most. And probably four of those 10 were standing and waiting for somebody to give me my the guy in front of me so I could get my sticker at the end. So the transaction time, maybe 6 minutes. Yeah, I stood in line for 6 hours. It's amazing. Amazing. First of all, the collision of the melting pot that is California. So you have, it all happens there. Old people, young people, people that speak, people that don't. People cutting in line, people with issues, people that want to smoke. Yeah. People that want to smoke. Come on, man. What's up with these smokers? Enough already, man. Enough already. So, yeah. And then you see people that clearly there's something disturbing them. I mean, they have an issue. Girl, two people up from me for 6 hours. So there's this Hispanic guy in front of me. And so she's clearly a disaster. Okay. She starts telling him this story. And I'm trying to read my book by Bao Nin called The Sorrow of War. So I'm in Vietnam trying to follow Bao Nin's crazy journey and the way he writes it, which is crazy. There's no chapters in the book. Yeah. Huh? So anyway, so I'm trying to track Bao Nin in Vietnam. He's an NVA soldier writing this book after the war, trying to get his act together. So anyway, she starts talking about my car was broken into, stolen, everything stolen out of it, it got impounded, and it was like the tale of woe, right? And then she stops and she looks at this dude and she says, "Hey, can I buy a cigarette off you for a dollar?" And you're like, what? We're buying cigarettes in the DMV line for a buck. So she gets her cigarette. She looks to the Hispanic guy in front of me and says, "Hey, I'm going to go over here and smoke. Will you save my place?" He's like, "No problem." No problem. Then I said, good luck. So yeah, so I move in probably the first hour and a half. The line is outside the DMV and around the corner. I move in probably an hour and a half to 2 hours. I move just like to the, my first goal was to get around the corner. I'm like, all right, that's phase one. Phase two is to get inside the building. And then you gotta wait inside the building in chairs, kinda like Disneyland, the migrating lines of Disneyland. So anyway, California DMV. So I get to the front door at probably 10:30, 11:30, probably sometime around between probably towards 12:30, and I don't move from that spot for 3 hours. I kid you not. Stood in the same spot for 3 hours. So my black blood is beginning to percolate, right? I could feel it. I'm waiting for somebody to do something crazy and then throw them through like the plexiglass of the front door. So this girl is behind me. She's in Southern California going through detox for the last year. I'm like, "Well, where are you born and raised?" And she said, Southern Indiana. I said, "Oh, my sister's from Indiana. She's from north of Indianapolis." "Oh, farm country." I said, "No, this is rich people country." She said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Yeah." So I'm chatting with her and she looks and she says, "What book are you reading?" I said, "Well, it's by North Vietnamese soldier, and so a perspective that you don't often read as an American." She said, "Oh, it sounds really interesting." She said, "Were you in the military?" I said, "No, I was in the Marine Corps." And I said, "And I'm about ready to snap." Now you know how all the Lance Corporals feel that stood in line for 6 hours? Come on, they never did that. Besides, they had each other. So they could have been standing in line or doing what? Goofing off in their rooms, avoiding working parties and doing the things that they were supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all the same for Lance Corporal. It's all the same. We're just marking time, man. What do you want us to do? Okay. That's the way that is. So don't give me that Lance Corporal bullshit. So anyway, she looks at me. She's like, are you serious? And I said, yeah. Somebody's just one stupid event from going right through the plexiglass. All right? And I got it out. I'm a veteran, right? And she looks at me. She's like, are you joking? I said, no, you asked me that before. I'm not joking. And this bad guy starts laughing. And he looks at me. He goes, I'm ready too. So now then we get the little old Asian lady. And if you, Asian people, and she doesn't speak the language all the way. And she wants to cut in line. And I'm thinking, nobody thought it would be a little 85-year-old Asian lady that's going to go through the plexiglass. But whatever, if that's God's will, then that is God's will. Inshallah, Allah's will. Hey, I'm not making up the rules down here. I'm just down here playing by them. So, yeah, so all of a sudden she decides she's going to, like, cut in line. No, this is where I belong. I'm like, no, man, you don't belong here. Don't do this. All right? Do you really want to have a function as an 85-year-old? And, you know, she's all of 5'10", which I'm thinking, they throw easier, right? You could throw a midget farther than you could throw a normal human being. So then the smoker, she comes back, right? And now she's pacing. And you're like, oh, she's about to go. She's about to go. She's not getting enough nicotine. Right? And then this really rich woman in her heels is standing there, and she's clearly pissed. All right. She clearly, like, this is not how rich people should be treated. And we all know that's a fact. Okay. So there's people. And again, Max should have made an appointment. I know. Okay. I didn't. So I had to go. So she starts to bitch. Right. And there's two other women in front of her. I said, yeah. So I'm listening to her bitch about this is unbelievable. I said, yeah. You know, in the movie Titanic. And she looks at me. She said, yeah. I said, we're down in the bottom, okay, in steerage with those people. That would be us. And now from in front of the door where I'm at, you can see through the foyer to the other door that comes in the DMV. Okay? That's where the appointment people come in. Yeah. So the appointment people come in. They're all happy. La, 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 la. I'm going to the DMV. This is going to take me about 10 minutes. And I'm like full blown, like ready to snap down in steerage with the rest of the doomed on the Titanic. Right? And you have if you've never seen the movie, 12 Angry Men, it's this study of this jury, and they all have these different personalities, and they all kind of explode at one point in the movie. Henry Fonda, there's all these huge, huge old Hollywood actors in it. If you've never seen it, watch it. It's a great movie. So these characters just show up. And this, the rich woman, she's like, this is unbelievable. Me, I'm thinking they do this every day. At some point, shouldn't it dawn on somebody that maybe we should hire some more people so that if you decide you're going to come as a walk-in to the DMV, you don't have to spend 6 hours down here? I think that's legit. I don't think that's like asking a whole... I mean, is that asking too much? And I know what I'm going to get is, Mac, you know the legend of the DMV in California, man. And then Gunner's going to say, yeah, I went to the DMV in Texas and it took me 15 minutes. Like, good for you, jackass. That's because nobody lives in Texas. Okay, when you live in a civilization where there is people, then when you live in a civilization that has people, sometimes be... Oh, my God, I have to read this to you because it's made me laugh. Okay, Onion Man, right? Onion Man that doesn't, that's in the place that doesn't have onions anymore? Anyway, that guy texted this. Damn it, Mac, I'm getting pissed. 6 fucking hours? That's a full work day for Navy personnel. Exactly. Just ask Senator McCain. The 10-hour work days? I mean, what are we expecting of these people? What? Like, yeah. How long have 10-hour work days been going on at sea? Since the Swabbies first sailed out of Boston Harbor? I'm thinking. Right? Here's another email. Hey, Mac. I've noticed you haven't been talking politics lately. Why? Good question. I haven't been. Here's why. I don't know who the good guys are anymore. I used to think the FBI were the good guys. I'm not sure. So I'm kind of, I think the president is just a placeholder for any, you could put any political person in there. Now, he's certainly his own unique character. But Hillary Clinton was no different from him. Was Barack Obama different from those guys? Was George Bush any different in this stupid game they play? No, I think they're all the same. And they can skew a little bit left. What's the difference between Bill Clinton and what's the difference between Bill Clinton and Donald Trump? Party affiliation? But I'm uneasy right now because I don't know who the good guys are. What's going on with the FBI? I mean, and what are we going to find out in this Inspector General report? That there was criminal conduct inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And some of the stuff that comes out, and again, I don't know who to believe. You know, whose version of the truth do you believe? Because I tend not to want to believe, you know, this stuff about the deep state and the conspiracy and the things like that. But there's truth in it, which I've never subscribed to. So I've just kind of hit the mute button on that. I want to see this Horowitz guy is supposed to be somebody that, right, is somebody that people respect. I think he got the ground truth with what's-his-face, Andrew McCabe. And so so we'll see what his report says. But I find it there's certain structural supports that, and maybe this just comes from a naive American, somebody who's worked inside the Beltway would laugh at me, but in my opinion, there's certain structural supports that the nation's founded upon. And when those don't live up to their functions, then we got issues. So who's telling the truth? So I don't know. So that's why I haven't been talking about politics for what, probably the last couple weeks. Because normally I'll give you my opinion on different things that happen in the news, but I'm not talking about it. Because disheartened and genuinely concerned about what has our democracy become. It is the garbage that we've seen in our Congress, is that so prevalent in Washington, D.C. that it's affected the people that aren't even political people? They're essentially civil servants, law enforcement people. Now everybody's got their hand on the scale. we've got to cry. And let me tell you, and it bleeds into the military. There's a story that about Medals of Honor. One was announced a couple weeks ago for a Navy SEAL. That when you read the story behind that, it'll make you cringe. The Navy's version is that they got inserted looking for Osama bin Laden up in the Tora Bora area. And they immediately, I'm not a fan of the SEALs, I'll tell you that right away, because I work with them, and I think they're reckless, and I think they're the worst decision makers I've ever seen, other than one unit commander whose name I won't mention here. But they're the worst operational decision makers I've ever seen, and I work with them on a nightly basis. And then what happens is you got to kill people to get their dumb asses out of the shit they get themselves into. But consistently, not very good. Among special operators, the worst. In terms of a publicity machine, love themselves like no other. Okay, so I'm not going to SEAL bash today. But one of their members just announced that he would be awarded the Medal of Honor. If you do a little reading on that, you'll find what happened was they left their FAC, their air controller, they left him behind. They land, they're immediately taken under fire, they get into a firefight, I think they lose one, and the FAC goes down, and the team leader ultimately leaves him. He's going to be awarded the Medal of Honor for that. The Air Force has submitted the FAC, who they have video of fighting later, hand-to-hand fighting, until he shoots all of his rounds, and is killed. The Navy went to war, the SEAL community went to war against the Air Force, against their Medal of Honor package that they submitted, because it made their guy look bad. Their guy, I can't remember his name. You can find him, trust me. All he's got to do is search Medal of Honor. He gives an interview to the New York Times in 2015. How did I get on this today? I need to stop and begin the program. So the story that you're going to see unfold with this Medal of Honor presentation is going to be it's bad, okay? And it's going to be something that the media is going to love, and they will feast on it. Retired Chief, Master Chief, and Special Warfare Operator Britt Slavinsky will receive the Medal of Honor at the White House for his actions in 2002 at the Battle of Tucker Gar. The award is a product of the Pentagon's effort to recognize the heroism of service members in the war against terror, part of a multi-year push to review more than 1,000 lower valor medals for possible upgrades. All right. So he was initially awarded the Navy Cross. It's now being upgraded in the review that was done. So when you do a search for that, the first thing that comes up is an article entitled Medal of Honor SEAL Team 6 Rewards a Culture of War Crimes. And that comes from a defense commentary website called The Intercept, written by a guy named Matthew Cole. And what coal does is essentially documents the path of this thing. And also, he talks about, in the article, he discusses the the article that was written in the New York Times based on an interview that Master Chief Slubinsky gave on the record. Right? And so, and it talks about things like shooting any adult male, beheadings, mutilations, and then what you have is the backlash from some of the honorable guys in the SEAL community that said he lied. Okay? That he lied. And I'll just read this, just a quote. "That's what's wrong with my community," a former SEAL Team 6 leader told me last year. "Our sense of what's right and what's wrong is warped. No one was upset when he ordered a beheading or all the men shot, even if they were unarmed. They were mad because he spoke to the New York Times and lied." So, yeah. I will tell you that the other things wrong with that community are the drugs that are involved in that community, justified on the basis of, well, you know, based on our op tempo and what we do, we need to take these drugs. Yeah. Oh, really? Interesting. Meth? Yeah. Amphetamines? Yeah. So anyway, and then also, you know, you're seeing that the embezzlement of money is being investigated in AFRICOM with that murder of a Green Beret, allegedly by two Navy SEALs. When he found out that they were stealing money that was intended for to pay informants, yeah, cash that is allocated that they were stealing, so they murdered him. So it's an icky thing. So anyway, I don't know even know how I got on that from the DMV, for God's sake. All right, I'm gonna stop. All right, I'm gonna reset. What we are going to do is, you're going to hear from some of my buddies today. What are their plans for Memorial Day? I'm also going to play for you a trailer, for the Two Sides project, which will appear. You should do a search on it to find out when it's going to play and how you can watch it. But it has to do with the children of service members killed in combat in Vietnam and them meeting, and you'll see Ron Reyes, who was on the program yesterday. If you haven't listened to that little piece of gold, then you should do that. Put it on your list. Ron Reyes, May 22nd podcast. I never in my life interviewed a Gold Star kid, and Ron is 50, so he's younger than me. He'd have been born in 1968, so he's 10 years younger. Yeah, so he'd been 10 years younger than me. 8 years younger than me? 10 years. So he's 50. So he talked about it, and the stuff you hear him say, yeah, it'll stop your heart for a second or two. So I'm going to play that for you this morning. We'll check some news headlines. And then you're going to hear from some of my friends. How do they spend Memorial Day? I don't think that Happy Memorial Day is an appropriate greeting, just so everybody knows. Okay. And just a reminder, right, public service reminder, that you can spread around, okay, this is not about honoring the military, okay? This is honoring those in the military who gave their lives. Okay? That's what Memorial Day is about. Okay? It's to honor them, their families, and their sacrifice. So, take that. Make sure people know it. That's what we're doing this weekend. Okay? And also, tell people, you know, if you don't have Memorial Day and Labor Day, right, in your head, one's in at the end of August and one's at the end of May, if you get those confused, don't say that out loud in public, okay? I can never get them straight because there might be veterans standing around that will get pissed off by that, okay? So just tell them, if you're confused about it, get out your cell phone and check it out. Don't say that out loud in public. Because you might get a response like, oh, really? I could never get them confused. So, good morning to you. Text message. Happy Memorial Day. I'd like to say I've never heard anybody say it, but it sounds like the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. only because it is. You know, God bless, right, the hummingbird that says that. Happy Memorial Day! Have a great weekend! Hey, shut the fuck up. Right? Come on. Are you shitting me? Anyway, with all of that said and all that baggage, good morning to you. 6 hours at the DMV. Email, Mac, are you joking? Are you exaggerating? Not one bit. With no food either. I was starving when I left there. Drove right across the street to McDonald's. To Mick and Donald's. To both of them. Ugh, I was dying. Alright, good morning. This is dedicated to Ron Reyes, man. Hello. If you didn't hear the interview, listen to it.
Our flag comes first to every So, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Got to win. That's what America used to be. Winners. Not anymore. We just want to participate and be nice to everybody now. All right, we'll check the weather in Marineland. Cloudy and 75 in Quantico. Cloudy and 80 at Camp Lejeune. Partly sunny and 80 in Granbury, Texas. Raining in Montana. Is that right? Am I reading yesterday's weather? It looks like yesterday's weather. But I swear to God I refreshed it. Stand by. I just refreshed it a second time. Yeah, no. Montana, 2 weather alerts. Let me investigate those. Raining at 54 degrees in Big Timber, Montana. Oh, flood warnings. That's not good. Uh-oh. All right, let me explain something to you huckleberries out there that don't know about it. Whenever you have a watch for something, that means the conditions are ripe for one of those events. So, watch conditions being ripe, okay? Thunderstorm watch means we might have a thunderstorm. Thunderstorm warning means we have a real thunderstorm. And the way you know that is because the word warning has an R in it, right? That means it's real. There you go. That's right. That's why you listen to this program. Make you smart. Okay, so, yeah, they have flood watches. In effect, until 6 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Thursday. So 24 hours from now. A flood warning from 7:55 Mountain Daylight Time, Wednesday. We're past that. Until 1:30 Mountain Daylight Time, Wednesday. So I don't know if they got a little flash flooding up there with some heavy rain, but, wow, Big Timber, Montana. Floods suck, man. It takes 10 years to come back from that kind of an event. Let's see, 29 Palms, sunny is 67. Pendleton, cloudy 59. By the way, Game 7 tonight, Capitals and Tampa in Tampa. Game 7, come on. You should watch it just because it's Game 7, whether you're a hockey fan or not. Okinawa, dark, cloudy in 75. Marja, sunny in 87 is the last report at the home of All Marine Radio. 61 degrees under cloudy skies, looking for a high of 66, 69 today. 67 tomorrow, 69 on Friday. I think I'm going to Fresno over the weekend. Watch my nephew, Joe McNamara, play for the Sacramento City College Panthers, junior college baseball, Final Four in Fresno over the weekend. And Joe's a baller, man. He's a hard-nosed, tough kid, which I love about him. So, yeah, he himself, he's kind of a jackass, but as an athlete, he's good to go. So he's playing in Fresno against, I think, Orange Coast is going up there. I want to say Mount SAC. If you don't know, if you haven't heard, junior college sports in California, legit, great, especially baseball, but straight up legit. Football, you have, you know, transfers out of the real athletes, right? C's, getting C's and D's, crushing it, can't get into college. Yeah, they go to junior college, get their grades up a little bit, and so that's how they do it. Our beach hazard still in effect. So if you're out here, yeah, it's Memorial Day, for God's sakes. Not even going to hit 70 over the weekend. Well, I take that back. We might hit 70 over the weekend. Let me check the 10-day forecast. Let me check the 5-day. I'll check the 10-day forecast and see what it says for the Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, so I'm going to go see Joe play. Me and Colleen will roll up there. Okay, Friday. Partly cloudy and 69. Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. Trending in the wrong direction. Sunday, partly cloudy, 71. Monday, partly cloudy, 73. So pretty dreary weekend. It's supposed to get sunny at the end of, in a week. Alright, we're gonna take a break. I'm going to come back at the top of the hour. We're going to talk to Ken Rogers. And I'm just curious. What's everybody doing on Memorial Day? How do these guys spend Memorial Day? Do they turn the TV off and just kind of hang out with their family? Does it depend on their menstrual cycle, where they are? What does it depend on? What do they do? So we're going to hear from a number of my friends to see what they're doing. So, with that said, don't touch that dial. All Marine Radio continues. We'll check news headlines. And at some point, I've got to finish my DMZ story. How about DMV? And then I got to tell you about the school board meeting, too. So, we'll do that this morning. Later. First, an explosion, and then Bob Nielsen.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It'll be kind of like being a pilot. You'll come out of college and you want a cyber guarantee. And we'll give you a cyber guarantee.
Great.
And then if you make it through the school, then you'll get qualified and that's what you'll go do. If you don't, then we'll
room in the garage.
Make you an infantry officer.
Worked okay for you and
worked
me.
Out for so. You. Of course, everyone knows that the most intelligent, handsome people on the earth are infantry officers.
As this would convey.
Exhibit A and B.
That's right.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning and use me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm acting weirder than you think.
Alright. So let me cut to the chase on the DMV thing. So yeah, 6 hours. And then it happens again. So then they say, okay, what are you here for? I'm right in front of the door. I've stood there for 3 hours. A guy comes out. A black guy comes out, and he does this every day. He's like, works in the foyer of DMV. I can't say DMV. He works in the foyer of DMV. And so he deals with this insanity every day. I thought, you got to be kidding me, man. This is your job. So he's like, some lady walked out and said, went down the line, what are you here for? Okay, if you're here for registration, stand over here. So now we're in another line. And then I waited another 3 hours. So he comes out and says, okay, we're going to have to form one line again. And I'm like, whoa. Now my head's getting ready to explode. Wait a minute. See those ladies up there that are like near the front line? We were in front of them. Now you're going to put us in the line back here? I'm not having that. Like, line insanity starting to bust out. He goes, well, who separated? I don't know. Some lady in an orange vest walked out here. Where is she, man? She's got a boot on. He's like, oh, what are you here? You guys were all for registration? He goes, okay, I know what happened. Okay. So they count off 15 of us, I think. So, and they bring us inside the DMV, and we stand there for maybe a half hour. Then he says, okay, follow me. And he brings us over to this set of 15 chairs. So we all sit down in 15 chairs. And we don't move. So I was hungry, so I wanted to know if I had enough time to go over and get something to eat. So I asked him. I get up, I walk over to him, and I said, can I ask you a question? What's going to happen? I mean, because we're just sitting there. Are we in another holding area? And he said, yeah. He said, in a little while, we'll take you, move you over to there, and that's when you'll begin to go up to the counter. Got it. And so over there is another group of 15 chairs. So we finally go, so I say, screw it, I'm not going to go get anything to eat. I just go back, sit down. So this lady comes over, and she says, okay, come with me. So now we go over. Now, this is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I got there at 10:30. So 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she says, okay, come over here. So now this group of 15 of us, we go sit in these chairs, and there's probably more than 15. And there's some people that are still from the group in front of us that were still being processed. And so they go ahead and they put us in these seats. And now you're supposed to stay in order. So now when Jason Brown gets up and goes to the window, everybody moves over a seat. Okay? So there's like 4 rows of 5 seats. So you're doing this serpentine version of kind of like musical chairs. Everybody moves over. So listen to this shit that happened. So the crazy girl who's buying cigarettes for $1 and eating, she went over and got food at McDonald's across the street and came back and was eating like I don't know, somebody from a third world country. Like, she was eating. I expected her to start using her feet. I was like, oh, man. Girl's a disaster. So anyway, she's been gone for like a couple hours. So the Hispanic dude, he knows that she's in front of her. And so we're now in these seats, and she comes walking up. She goes, hey, I'm still here. And he just looks up at her and like, okay. And he goes, she says, I need to charge my cell phone. And do you know where there's an outlet? I'm like, no. So she goes off to find an outlet. And she sits down. And so we move. And there's a seat open between me and him. And what do you think happened? So I'm reading my book. All of a sudden, the little old Asian lady, she sits down in the seat. Totally Bogart's line, and sits down in front of the seat. Now I've got the crazy one and the Asian. I'm like, there's somebody sitting there. She said, no, no. And then in broken English, no. This is why I belong here. I'm like, nah, you don't. Because I've been in this line for 6 hours. And see that dude? He's in front of me. Not you. No. And I'm like, my God. I'm not going to be able to do this. Right? Serenity now. I'm like, I'm becoming Frank Costanza, right? Frank Costanza was a vet. I need to get that audio. So I decide, based on 2 years of doing this program, that look, I can't fight this. I cannot fight this. She wins. I have to bow to the superiority of the 85-year-old Asian woman. Cause if I fight this, somebody's going to jail, right? This is not going to end well. So, yeah. So I'm like, okay. I can't be a combative person anymore. I'm just going to be, go ahead, honey, whatever you want. You want to sit here? And then, so we go to move, and when the next time, or a couple times later, we go to move seats, so you go from like the end of one end, you have to walk like back across the road to get in the next line. So they move, as I'm walking across the road, an Asian man sits in the seat. Not as old as the Asian lady, but only a couple years behind her. And so, So I look and I said, is this your husband? And he says, no. I said, yeah, bro, that is, you got to get out of that seat. That's my seat. And then she looks at me and says, oh, he. I'm like, no, I'm not having, oh, he, blah, 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 blah. We're not playing this game. I said, go to the back of the bus. Okay. All these people have been waiting 6 hours too. Whatever happened to you, I feel bad. But you ain't cashing that check on my ass. So anyway. So that was, yeah, that was me dialed down. Okay, so I didn't have to do this.
Serenity now! 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 Serenity now!
Tell me he wasn't the funniest character on that whole entire show. Frank Stanza, man. He was hilarious. So that was my adventure at the DMV. The school meeting, I'll just tease it here a little bit and I'll tell you about it later. But it's very interesting. What a school board is attempting to balance is tough, especially for them, because most of them haven't lived in certainly the world that we've lived in. And so it's amazing to not amazing to watch, but to sit there and listen to them. First of all, do you know the amount of money that's been injected in school systems for mental health since the Sandy Hook event? Stunning. Stunning, 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 stunning. Yeah, mental health. So when I stood up and I said, hey, I'm Mike McNamara, I'm here to talk about security. At the end of the meeting, right, you got to fill out the card, and then I had 3 minutes to speak. Yeah, right. But they've got a timer. They got a timer, and a light goes off. So I was kind of screwed. Can we reset that thing a couple times? So, no, I just told them that I was here to talk about school security, and what I kind of wanted to do was take them on a little journey with me, all right? I wanted to take them on a little journey with me, and so what the bottom line was, what I urged them to do was act, okay? They have a group that's studying security and whatnot, and earlier in the meeting they were talking about hardening their sights. And I said, you know, look, hold on. Let me get my notes out because I wrote some notes and it's what I used and I'll do it real quick. And then we're going to talk to, Ken Rogers. I told him who I was, that I was a Marine, that I knew something about security, haven't guarded nuclear weapons. I'd been to Iraq and Afghanistan and I'd also been elected. So I've dealt with budgets and money and things like that. Their responsibility as the elected leaders of the school board was to protect our kids, that no parent ought to drop their kid off at a school and pick them up at a morgue. I wasn't here to talk, and I kind of stole from Andrew Pollock. I'm not here to talk about the Second Amendment. I'm not here to talk about mental health. I'm here to urge you to act. I'm sure your study that's going to come back in 7 months is going to be great. But you don't have time to wait 7 months to protect my daughter and every student in this school. You need to do that today. And I urge you to implement the 60% solution that you have in front of you now. You know you need to hire more community resource officers, okay? That have weapons that are going to be on campus. You need to do that, all right? Because I don't know that you can prevent this. All the mental health stuff you're doing, I think is great. And even if you harden the schools, it's great. But if I'm determined to do it, you know where the event's going to go on? It's going to go on in your parking lot. How are you going to stop that? So if I'm determined, I don't know that you can stop me. So what is it left to you? What's left to you is end it and mitigate it. Keep it small, and how do you do that? You have to have somebody armed there. If you rely on the police department that will get there in 10 minutes and then begin their response, okay, that guy can shoot thousands of rounds, literally, in that period of time. So you can't do that. If money's an issue, I urge you to be a leader. There's been programs for police officers when meth was the rage across the country between 2000 and 2010. There was I want to say they were community block grants. I'm not sure. I think it were grants that were offered to police departments in which the federal government paid the freight for additional police officers, I want to say for 3 years, and then there was a sliding scale. In year four, you paid 25%. In year five, you paid 50%. In year six, you paid 75%. And in year seven, you paid 100%. And then you could opt out of the program after year seven. I said, and then, you know, these thoroughfares that go through our community, when they're maintained, there's a federal, state, and local part for all of that. You need to be leaders. If money's an issue, you need to be leaders and scream, because I don't hear that discussion going on for creating a program like that for school districts all across the country. So then I look at the clock and I've got like 45 seconds left. And I said, what I want to leave you with as the leaders of this school district is the cruelest fate that can befall a leader in combat is when those who depend on you are killed or wounded because of your inaction or incompetence. Nobody can ever lift that burden from your shoulders. You will never again experience a peaceful night of sleep because you will go to the site where it happens. Those images will never be washed out of your head. And trust me, you don't want that to happen to you. So I urge you to protect our kids. I urge you to lead, but most importantly, I urge you to act. And so, it was interesting. I'm going to stop there. I'll tell you about the aftermath, because that was interesting. It was interesting to me. So, we're going to take a quick break. Ken Rogers is going to join us next. We're going to talk to Ken Rogers, and we're going to talk to Duffy White. What are your Memorial Day plans? How do you spend Memorial Day? More of All Marine Radio coming up next on a Wednesday edition.